Okay, we are back, and what's going on in Ukraine is despicable. There are a lot of things to talk about tonight that are despicable. Father Kramer is with us. Thank you for getting up early again, Father Kramer. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's good to be back again.
Good, yes. You have a lot of fans out there. People really like to hear you talk. You make sense. You don't play games, and you tell it like it is. Here's an angle. How many times has Pope Leo spoken about the intentional, deliberate massacre of Christians by the Zionist Zelensky in Ukraine, grabbed off the streets, forced into the military, sent to the front lines, and blown to pieces by the Russians? How many times has Pope Leo come to the defense of Christians who are being used literally as fodder in the Zelensky Zionist Jewish Ukrainian meat grinder? Does he ever talk about Christians being slaughtered by Zionism?
No.
No. That's it. Next question. Okay. Anyhow, it's a disgusting thing. Almost 2 million Christians, and now we have a lot of women, too, who are being just annihilated, obliterated. They're gone. Because that's the way they do things there. And I am surprised that the Christians haven't stood up and screamed that a true Holocaust against Christians and Christianity is being perpetrated by the Zionist Jew Zelensky. Why aren't they talking about this? And you'd think that the Pope might actually lead the way. Nothing.
One would logically expect that from the Catholic Church, but what we have, there is a new institution in Rome now. It's called the Synodal Church.
That's
and
right.
The Synodal Church, unlike the Catholic Church, which, of course, is a divine institution, and what Bergoglio and his successor have done are to create a new church, a different church, to use Bergoglio's own term, a different church, which is not a divine institution, but is more of a corporate establishment. And they want to, the roots of this are in Vatican II. They want to a church that will be have good relations with the world. This goes to the Vatican New document called the Gaudium et Spes. And this is their idea of the church in the modern world, is that you have good relations with the secular institutions. And that means compromise on any point of doctrine that conflicts, that could be a point of division, controversy. Mm-hmm. They try to get rid of it. They try to smooth things over and have friendly relations with all the secular institutions. So that for them is the most important thing.
Well,
the gospel of Jesus Christ is in a distant second place.
Isn't that the truth? Sad to see. Okay, just to jump off, it disgusts me that the Christians are being annihilated like they are in Ukraine at the hands of international Zionism. It's the same old hate. What have you on your table you want to present tonight? Anything in particular? You probably do. I didn't mean to lead us off in that direction, but it's important to know that that's what's going on there.
Well, that's all part of a bigger picture, which is the book I wrote, first published, the first edition was published in 2011, was called The Mystery of Iniquity, which explains this Zionist world order, how they use Freemasonry, eventually set up what they call the New World Order, a world government.
Yeah.
And they are the they are the ones the force behind communism. They always have been. They were the ones behind the French Revolution. They were the ones behind the Third Reich of Hitler. They financed all of these things. They directed all of these things through their sectaries, the Illuminati at the French time of the French Revolution.
Right.
And so they control the banking system, and they control world politics. And for that reason, we see events taking place that might not appear to be earth-shattering, but there are going to be consequences. Now, the last time I was on this program, I had no idea that while we were speaking, the operation was underway, the attack on Venezuela.
Right.
Yeah. I have no sympathy for that Maduro character, to be quite blunt about it. But looking at geopolitics, we have to understand that there are going to be consequences. And what is the series of events, the chain reaction of events that are going to lead to the Third World War may have already started there. Because when you have a country like Venezuela that was closely aligned with Russia and China, there are going to be repercussions. This is setting up a tit for tat sort of thing. I mean, you're going to see China taking Taiwan.
I mentioned that last hour or the hour before. The Chinese could easily afford to lose 500,000 men in such an operation. They just keep pouring them in there and pouring them in until they overran the island. That's probably how they would approach it, ultimately. But yeah, I think they could.
And previous American administrations have said that they would defend Taiwan, but if Trump makes his move on to taking Greenland, I don't see any chance of mounting any kind of defense of Taiwan.
No, how could they? I mean, realistically, seriously, you're right. I don't know how it could be waged at all. I just don't. So we'll see.
And then the question of Greenland is a very serious question, because Greenland, unbelievably, Stephen Miller came out and said that basically Denmark has no claim over Greenland. Now, if that were true, then China could say that the United States has no claim on Hawaii. Russia could say that the United States has no claim on Alaska. Greenland, from 1953 to 1979, was actually part of Denmark, properly part of Denmark. It was a county of Denmark. Just like Hawaii is an American state, Greenland was a county of Denmark. It still belongs to Denmark. It's the territory of Denmark, but they were given home rule. They are not a county of Denmark anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And before 1953, it was a territory of Denmark. It's been for centuries. I mean, it is absurd to say that Greenland, Denmark has no claim on Greenland. But this is what Stephen Miller is saying.
Well, I'm not surprised. Miller's he's a Jew, and he's pushing the agenda. They have no reason to hold back. That's how they operate. I don't. What do you think? Now you're closer to Greenland than I am. Will Trump just move to take it, or will he spend $700 billion, about two thirds of $1 trillion to buy Greenland from Denmark, and I'm not sure that Denmark actually owns Greenland. It's a protectorate, Greenland is, or Denmark is, of Greenland. But what are your thoughts on that? Would Trump be better off just taking it and then handing out some money to get the Danes to shut up? What should he do? Assuming he really is going to take it.
That wouldn't work because Denmark is a member of the European Union, and there are
and
already
NATO. Yeah.
Yeah, and NATO. And but there are already European Union troops that have been sent into Greenland. So if
but isn't that really, honestly, isn't that just a laugh when you think about this? It's 2.5 times the size of the state of Texas. They've sent in, what, 50 troops? I don't know how many. There's no way you're going to really transit the entire island. There are no roads connecting any of the cities. It seems silly to me. If Trump wants to take it and Miller pushes him into it, whatever, Tel Aviv pushes Miller and Miller pushes Trump, I think they'll just do it. I don't think any number of troops that end up in Greenland are going to do anything. I can't see it. I don't understand it. Logistically, militarily, how are they going to stand up? I don't know. I think it's just a token issue. It's a public relations issue. I'm not saying I'm in favor or against it. I'm just watching and wondering how it's going to play out. But you're near there. Are the Danes acting like it's their territory? What are they saying over there?
Very much so. They're very much insistent that's their territory, and being a NATO member, that would be the end of NATO. If the United States were to attack a NATO ally, that's the end of the alliance.
I think so. Yeah. Well, we're the number one contributor, right? Biggest player to NATO. So Trump could probably crow about that and say, look, we've saved all this billions and billions we put into NATO every year and all that. That would be the end of NATO, basically.
It would.
Well.
And Trump is such a destabilizing factor in international relations and
everything he touches, he basically destabilizes. He's acting like a mad king of the world, sort of. He's nuts. Just acting crazy. Runs his mouth, changes his mind constantly. Look, Netanyahu just ordered him to stand down on his previously ordered attack on Iran. He told Trump, we're going to attack. You need to get your weapons system set. You need to get your munitions staged in position. So Trump did all that. And then Netanyahu, I think, somebody told him, you're going to take a lot of damage if you do this. And that's the truth. The Iranians have proven quite clearly that they're able to inflict serious damage, if not severe damage, to Israel. And for whatever reason, Netanyahu appears to have backed off and ordered Trump to stand down. That's what it looks like over here, Father Kramer. I don't know what it looks like from there.
The last I heard, he was going to attack and he backed off. So,
right.
That's right. What I've been able to, the information I've been able to gather from that. And there is a certain rabid quality about the way Trump is conducting affairs. For example, there is an orderly way to go after the illegal immigrants in the country. There is an orderly way to do it. And there is a way that Trump is going about it, which is it could even lead to the breakup of the United States and cause a civil war. And it seems like this is what Trump wants to do. It appears that that's what he wants to do.
Right.
if they would use the proper methods, criminal intelligence, undercover, police intelligence, undercover action, undercover operations, they could catch. First of all, they should go after the most dangerous criminals. What they're going after? They're going to churches and schools. So they found an undocumented Mexican church janitor. The church janitor is not a threat to the stability and security of the United States. Isn't there a better way to spend resources on picking which targets you're going to go after? The priority targets are the ones you go after first.
Instead, well, that's what they're saying, Father Kramer. They're saying they're going after the baddest of the bad first. That's what they're saying. When Trump promised they're all going, we're going to just round them up and get them out of here. Of course, that's never going to happen. So how many of the bad guys are they getting? I don't know. It's hard to say. We can't trust anything coming out of this government.
We don't have the resources to do that, but it's impossible. Instead, what they're doing, like Vance has said, that they're going to go door to door. And
oh, really? I hadn't heard that one.
Uh-huh. Yes, he said, he repeated it. He said door to door. And I saw a video of a woman where the ICE troopers, or the Border Patrol, I think it was, came to her house and demanding documentation. Coming up to a person's house and demanding their papers. Mm-hmm. Now, this is illegal what they're doing. She insisted she's a U.S. citizen, but they demanded that she show her papers. Right. She wouldn't back down. She didn't, and it was only when her neighbors started making noise that the Border Patrol finally cleared out of there. But she insisted that she's an American citizen, and she doesn't have to show them anything. They didn't have a warrant. Now, in order to go into someone's house, you have to have a judicial warrant. Not even an ICE warrant won't do. It has to be a judicial warrant.
You used to. That's right.
That's the law. You have to have a judicial warrant. And the reason why this is rooted in the Fourth Amendment, and the reason why we have the Fourth Amendment is because that's what the British were doing, going door to door without warrants and just hunting for people.
Without, right. Correct.
Now, to get a warrant, you have to have probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
To stop a person on a reasonable suspicion,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a predicable fact, which is something that is an indication that the person may have committed a crime. So you have to have the predicable fact for a person to be reasonably suspect of a crime, and then you can mm-hmm. stop them. You can question them. You have to have probable cause if you're going to go into their house with a warrant and possibly make an arrest if there's an arrest warrant. They would be able to make the arrest, mm-hmm. or if they were to find evidence, if they were to have a search warrant and find evidence of the crime that amounts to probable cause, they could detain the person on that basis, I believe. But they can't just. What they're doing is they're going to parking lots, going to people in their cars, and demanding of them their papers. Where's your identification? Where's your ID? Where were you born? They can't do that. That's illegal. And if you refuse, you have the right. If they do that to you, you have the right not even to talk to them. You can tell them, go away, I don't want to talk to you. But what they do is they say, well, we're going to break your window if you don't.
It's thuggery. It's so bad. Yeah.
I know. The administration has made it very clear that they can act with impunity. So they can walk up to someone's car and say, "Show your papers," Show your papers. And if you don't show your papers, they say, get out of the car. If you don't, they get out of the car or we'll break your window. Now, they have no authority to do this, no lawful authority to do this. And this is turning the American people against them now.
Right. And no, they're problems, big problems in this country. The people are split. They're split in half. The country is basically fractured right down the middle. Take the public vote in the last election. Look at that. It's virtually a dead heat. People are frustrated. The left is out of control. They're mad. And the right is acting rather stupidly in many cases. I don't understand it. How it got this bad. It's programmed. It didn't just happen. This is a process that brought us to where the average American is staring at their screens for nearly 8 hours a day. That's not mentally healthy. It's not how you gain wisdom in this world. And I don't see any way back from it. Not to sound terribly negative, but I don't see any way to reverse it. It's only going to get worse. The more stress people get under, the more escape they want. And that's what that is. It's endorphin-releasing escapism for many. Not for everybody, but for many. 7 to 8 hours a day. Wow. So
you have the same group, the same Judeo-Masonic mafia who are controlling the politicians on both sides, whether Democrat or Republican. The Democrats will create the problem, and then they're going to have the Republicans try to solve the problem. But what they're actually doing is making matters worse. And that the Trump administration is the perfect example of how to make matters worse. But this kind of thing goes back a long time. I mean, the September 11th attacks. To use an expression they have in the CIA.
You mean the Zionist September 11 attacks? Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes. There was a Middle Eastern nation involved in the attacks, but not the one they blame it on. They'd like to blame it on Saudi Arabia, but it wasn't that Middle Eastern country. It was right. Israel. Israel was behind it.
All true. We've been saying that for years. The dancing Israelis. The William Rodriguez, the man who worked in maintenance in the building, forget which tower, he said that there was one floor that he couldn't even get to. It was like the 14th floor or something. That was the staging floor for all of this, for the better part of a year. That's where all the explosives were kept, and during the middle of the night, that's where they were moved from and positioned and placed, and the whole thing was wired up over a period of months, and then it was brought down. Very simple.
And that's when as a result of that, they brought in the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act talks about domestic terrorists, and now Trump says the next one, not just the illegal immigrants, but they're going to go after domestic terrorists. Now, in the Patriot Act, the terminology is so vague.
Oh, yes. That's right. It could apply to almost anybody for any number of reasons, usually worthless. If you say the wrong thing, and you watch, it's going to get to the point fairly soon now where if you print the wrong thing on your social media platform, you know, AI will ferret it right out, and you may get a visit. They did that to a woman back east the other day. She had printed something, and she said, you know, go to hell, it's my freedom of speech. It was nothing particularly bad she had printed, but it's beginning to happen here, just like it's happening in the UK, terribly in the UK. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's already happening. There was a man, I think, in Georgia who made a Facebook post, and he was actually charged with a crime.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I remember.
An entirely innocuous, but it was personally directed at Trump. And they tried to make it look like he was making some kind of a threat for a school shooting.
Right.
Absolutely absurd. I mean, the administration is rabid when they go after people who have not violated any law. Again, there was a young woman, a girl from Maryland, who the ICE arrested her, and they were going to deport her. She was detained for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They finally released her to send her back to her family because they were insisting that she was born in Mexico, whereas her lawyers had all the documents, the birth certificate, and all kinds of documents, more proof than you ever have to show to prove citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally released her. She's back home with the family, but the government will not close the case on her because they still want to deport her. They're so rabid. These people are so rabid. And
that's the proper word, yeah. Yeah.
That's going after someone who they say is just an illegal resident, which is absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
She had proof beyond all shadow of a doubt that she was born in the state of Maryland and she's an American citizen. But when they go after you for domestic terrorism, you won't have any recourse because they've already set the precedent. They're demanding people's documentation. They will break your window if you don't. No warrant. This is warrant. They're making warrantless stops, warrantless arrests. They're dragging people away without warrant, without probable cause, without reasonable suspicion. And now they have these vague descriptions of what is a domestic terrorist. And that means they can go door to door, like J.D. Vance does. They're going to go door to door, and they're going to be looking for what they call domestic terrorists. And that means anyone who is opposed to their government, any political opposition, is going to be classified as domestic terrorists. And to use Trump's own word, the next ones they go after are potential security threats. This is not even domestic terrorists. This is potential. Somebody who might be a terrorist in the future. Somebody who might commit a crime in the future. Potential security threats. Trump says he's going to round these people up. And we already see what kind of thuggery they've resorted to arrest the people. Zero tolerance. That means if they come to your door and they have your name, like the no-fly list, they have your name on a list, you're going to the gulag. You're going to the concentration camp. And if you try to escape, they'll shoot you.
Well, we're headed that direction.
This has been in the works for a long time. I mean, I've been talking about this with people for something like 20 years. Even longer than 20 years, I've been talking about how they're going to do this. I was talking about this in the 1990s, how this was planned.
Well, you saw it. You saw it coming. It wasn't hard to see. It's just that people didn't have the time or the interest to sit back and think. People, they didn't. Now, who thinks now? All they do is react. They don't think. They're not proactive about much of anything. It's a reactive life. Just react to stimuli. React to conditioning. React to programming. That's what they do.
So, Fourth Amendment rights have been completely, effectively abolished now. Because you have federal thugs who are breaking down doors, breaking windows, no warrant, and now they're going to go after potential security threats.
Yeah.
And the rabid MAGATARD people It's like they have no mental capacity to understand where this is leading to.
Magatard. I haven't heard that one. Uh-huh. They have no idea where it's going. You're correct. Totally correct. I don't know. It's very frustrating to watch all this happen. It's frustrating to watch Trump run around just spewing verbiage. And he's not thinking it all up. He's being fed these things to say in many cases, not all. But he is being controlled. He's a puppet. And the Americans, I don't know. Their choice last time was the communist Harris or Trump. And they thought Trump was going to be rather innocuous because of his first term. But they didn't realize how thoroughly and utterly he's controlled by international Zionist Jewry. They've got him. They own him. Zionism, these are the Zionist states of America. And I don't see any way to wrest control away from them and give it back to the people. The people are split again in half. So good luck getting them to agree on anything. There's a lot of Republicans now in the Congress are voting with the Democrats. So they're just rhinos. The whole two-party label thing is absurd on its face. We shouldn't be dealing with labels. We should judge people on the basis of what they say and what they do. But then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we were judging her on the basis of what she was saying. What she said got her a lot of death threats, more death threats, to the extent that she decided to hang it up. So I don't blame her. It's just it's really crazy over here, Father Kramer. It's coming. Does it look to you like it's coming down? It's falling apart? It's being taken down, rather.
It is being taken down, and that was the plan. And Trump himself is too stupid to see that what he is trying to accomplish, he's accomplishing the opposite.
Correct. Yep.
Because he's using brute force, and it won't work.
I don't think it will. I don't honestly think Trump is in control of the long term. I think he's kind of running things on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, if he's running things at all. The people around him who are running things are the ones that you need. And I don't exclude Jared Kushner from the list of people who are extremely influential over Trump. Not at all. His son-in-law... Oh, he's a power player now.
Yes.
He was always powerful, but he's really big now.
Trump's best friend back in the 1980s was a man named Jeffrey Epstein.
10 years. Trump's best friend. 10 years. Best friend.
Epstein worked for Mossad. His girlfriend, their common girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. She is the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who works for Mossad.
Yep.
So,
yep.
If Mossad has that power over him, he has to obey or they'll bring him down.
I agree. I don't know where we're going to go here, but I don't see a real good year ahead. I see a lot of real major crises, one after the other, and I don't rule out a major war. I don't know how we're going to avoid a major war, and if the Greenland thing could be the end of NATO entirely, and then what does NATO do? What saber does it have to rattle against Russia and threaten Putin? It'd be pretty crazy. This whole thing, I'm feeling, is going to be barely recognizable at the end of this year. So many things will have changed. We're going to be looking at a much different terrain and landscape than we are right now.
And if some years earlier, if they had not overthrown the government of Ukraine and established this Zelensky Zionist regime, we would have very good relations with Russia.
We should have very good relations with Russia. Absolutely. But Netanyahu doesn't want it. So there you go.
That's right.
We are not, poor Americans, we are not in charge of our own destiny. Okay? Not through the ballot box, not anywhere. Go ahead.
That's why I say Trump is guilty of treason. Because he has sold
I think there's
out.
A case for that. I absolutely do. Yeah.
He has sold his country to Israel.
No arguments.
The United States is now a client state of Israel.
Oh, we're their ATM. Whatever they want, they ask, they get. They don't have to pay anything back. They never have. So I agree. Not a good situation.
So I believe that we're going to see a series of events this year that are going to lead up to the Third World War. There's going to be, I think, an economic, financial economic collapse. And that's another thing. Trump has been a very destabilizing factor in international economic relations.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
So there's going to be, I think another pandemic is planned, but this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, this one is big enough already. 5.5 billion people, the spike protein in most of those bodies right now, beginning to take things down, disassemble, impede, corrupt, cause the body no longer to be able to defend itself. This is a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. So you may be right. Bird flu is ready to go. If they want to trigger it, they'll trigger it. They've got a new version that they've made that is 100% terminal, fatal. I don't know if you saw that one.
They want to force the countries, Europe and North America, into more lockdowns again, because the next series of lockdowns are going to just take down the whole world economy. That'll be the end.
I don't argue with that at all. I think that's correct. Here's the deal. They can bring things down anytime they want. That's the truth. They can really grind everything up and just throw it out. It's sad. But it's the world we live in now. We no longer have, I don't know how the Irish are feeling about their ability to vote in leaders, vote in political people that will do what is hoped for. I don't know how they feel. I don't know how Europe feels about it. I don't see anything positive anywhere, to be honest. And I don't like to be negative, but I'm not going to lie. I don't see anything in the Western world now that hasn't been created by design that is encouraging in any way. I do not. Especially Europe. Poor Europe. All that history, gone. Just wiped
out
most of it.
Here in Ireland, we had a presidential election, and there was a high percentage of spoiled ballot where people went into the polls and they deliberately spoiled the ballot so that the government would know that these are people just not just people staying home not voting, that right. They went to reject the very idea of the election that they had. Because there was one candidate who, I can't remember her name, but a very credible patriotic candidate whose name was, they used every subterfuge to keep her name off of the ballot because there were pre-selected. The pre-selected candidates had to both be carbon copies of each other and the carbon copies of the people who are running the government. So they could not have somebody who was from the other side of the spectrum, someone who actually wants to accomplish something for the good of this country. So that's the kind of condition we're in. People are losing. I won't say losing. They've lost confidence in government. The government is a joke.
It's
a bad joke.
A bad one. Yeah, I was just going to say that. It certainly is. I agree. Wow. Well, the chances for war, I don't think, honestly, Putin wants war with anybody. I don't get that. He's got his hands full with Ukraine. He's losing a lot of Russian soldiers. They're dying. Not as many as the Ukrainians. But this war could have been ended a long time ago by Russia, in my view. I've said this many times, but it hasn't been. For some reason, they keep letting it run on. And I think we know they could have ended it.
They could have. But Putin was quoted as saying, this is not a war, it is a surgical operation.
Right.
If the Western countries want war, we'll give them war. And he will obliterate these countries that he goes to war with. He'll obliterate them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to do that to Ukraine.
I think he could do it simply by giving Ukraine 48 hours, I used to say 36, 48 hours to evacuate Kiev, Lviv, Kharkov, and Odessa. 48 hours. And then they're going to start, the Russians, leveling the cities. I don't think they're going to need to. I think that kind of a threat, and if they had to go in and remove part of a city, they could do that. I think the war could be done and ended very quickly like that, with that kind of it's an ultimatum. You either do this or this happens. But that's not being done. That's not being talked about. It's this terrible, incremental, World War I style trench warfare grinding. And the Ukrainians now are no longer even able to fight effectively. They're just being thrown in and destroyed. They're Christians. So, I don't know. The war could have been ended, though. I know that. I feel it. I've talked to too many people who agree. No more.
And unfortunately, Trump seems to believe the lie that he's in charge of the most powerful military on Earth. And that's dangerous, because the opposition is stronger, and he doesn't grasp that.
He doesn't grasp a lot of things, Father Kramer. There are discussions about his mental state. I don't know if they're accurate or not. I don't know. But I do have to watch, like you and like everyone else does, what he says. And he changes his mouth orientation in terms of its relativity to reality often. He'll just change. He'll say something, and then the next day he'll say the opposite. He'll just change. No accountability. Nobody questions him. He'll either use the F word or flip them off. It's what he's doing now. This guy is not acting like a president at all. Not at all. It's a disgrace. Not to say that Biden wasn't worse. I think Biden was worse. But this makes us a laughingstock. He's not a man in control of this country. He's hardly in control of his mouth. The people running this country don't live here in many cases. They live over there in the Middle East, that brave little democracy, and they are controlling this country to a very substantial degree. Nothing is absolute, but we do not have control of our own country, our own destiny at all. And we're just being lured into more diversions constantly, whether it's screen addictions or whatever. I talked to an attorney the other day, just happenstance. And I asked him a question about something. It was kind of general, about the state of the union. He said, well, look, all I like to do is play golf and watch football, so I don't care about that stuff. This is a lawyer. Big L.A. lawyer. So there you go. Watch football, sports, play golf. That's it. There's no commitment to this country being shown by an awful lot of Americans now. Their commitment is to themselves to survive. And I understand that. They've been put in this position. 92% of Americans have had to cut back spending because they have no more disposable income. 92. And they know what's coming. And there are millions of jobs this year that are going to evaporate. And millions of people who have millions of families to support who will have no jobs to even apply for. That's how big it's changing. What are they going to do? They're going to move back in with mom and dad. Maybe they'll be able to rent something, a hovel, or they may end up on the street. And that's the truth. We may have a hell of a lot more people homeless by the end of this year, and many of them former white-collar job people, 75 to 100 and a quarter a year people. There are those jobs, when they go, they're not going to be replaced with any new wave of employment opportunities. It's not going to happen.
It's being reduced to third world status.
It's absolutely heading in that direction. There'll be pockets of third world. There already are in many cities. You go into parts of cities, it's third world. Cops don't even want to go there. They don't want to arrest anybody. They don't want to do their jobs. They want to stay out. I'm not blaming them. It's already happening. Look at the Somalian issue here. Terrible. Look what the mayor of New York is doing. Unbelievable. He appointed somebody to be I think it was something like the director of housing or something or whatever. He said, white home ownership has to end. That's what he said. That's the problem, and it has to end. This is insanity. That's where we are.
What we need to hope for is that, looking past Trump, that we'll get a leader who is capable and has the best interest of the country in mind, and who's capable of pursuing it. We really do need someone who is capable. Even, for example, I remember the confidence the nation had in John F. Kennedy. I don't like of his policies. I don't like many of Kennedy's policies. I did not like, but. With hindsight, I was too young at the time when he was president. But he was patriotic. Even Richard Nixon, when he lost the election, they asked him about Kennedy. He said, well, he's patriotic. The country's in good hands. Basically, that's what Nixon said about Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
And Kennedy did have leadership qualities. He could make accomplishments without destroying the country like Trump is doing.
Oh, that wasn't his agenda. That's correct. That's right. Yeah. Yep. He was a World War II hero. He loved the country. He understood very clearly the people who were here to take it down and destroy it. He knew who they were. He fought against them. He wanted inspections at Dimona. He went against Ben-Gurion. He said, we will be inspecting Dimona. You will not have the bomb. And that's one of the key reasons that added up to his murder. No. Those people are not going to be denied. That's my take. Anything to wrap it up with, Father Kramer? Thank you. Excellent conversation, as always.
Well, I think we all have to look to God for help, because we're at the point where only He can help us now. As Scripture says, our help is in the name of the Lord.
I concur. We no longer are competent enough to look to ourselves en masse for help. There are people out there who are great Americans, but I'm sorry, the majority, I don't think is capable anymore. I just don't. Thank you, Father Kramer. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks or thereabouts. Be well, be safe,
okay.
And you're appreciated. Thank you. Good night.
Bye now.
Okay. All right, there it is. And wow, that's another week. Long week. Take care of yourselves. Do prepare if you can. And I know a lot of you listening right now in this country, white-collar jobs, you're worried. I don't know what to tell you. I just don't. We'll keep watching it. All right, have a good weekend. Take care. Talk soon.